China has joined more than 30 countries that have banned imports of U.S. poultry products after a highly pathogenic H5N8 avian flu was discovered in the Pacific Northwest, the same strain that killed thousands of birds on two farms in British Columbia. Now, U.S. Department of Agriculture and state officials are testing flocks near the latest outbreaks in southeast Washington state. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Anna King reports.
Despite the fanfare of a dozen reporters with cameras, this bantam chicken wasn't too pleased to get its throat swabbed. USDA and Washington state officials teamed up to talk about the work they're doing on farms and backyards around southeast Washington state lately. A local farmer volunteer and her chicken and drake duck were employed to show how birds are swabbed and how to contain the spread of avian flu. Birds started dying suddenly in two flocks here, and then they tested positive for bird flu near the start of the year. Now, every residence in about a two-mile swath around those farms is likely to get a visit from government veterinarians and technicians.
At this ICP, or Incident Command Post, it's 15 people.
That's Rolf Wesley, a USDA vet.
But I have to tell you, we're the people that are out in the trenches, and for all of us that are out there, we have probably two or three as many people behind us, behind the scenes, supporting us so we can do what we can do as quick as we do it.
They've visited farms, neighborhoods, and even several feed stores in the past few days. The bird flu strains found in Washington and Oregon are not harmful to humans, but they are very contagious and deadly among birds. Avian flu is usually carried by wild ducks and spreads from their feces. All of the swabs from these chicken beaks and duck butts will be sent to state and federal labs. If any new cases are confirmed, the quarantine and the circle of search widens. Despite large amounts of public education and news reports, four flock owners from within the quarantine zone have refused to let their birds be swabbed.
This is America, and that's their choice.
Rolf Wesley of the USDA says they may be testing flocks from about 150 homes and farms.
If we can sample 90% of those statistically, I can think we can make the argument that, and we're not finding any disease there. I think statistically you'd make the argument that there is no infection there.
All of this swabbing and door knocking is laborious work. Samples have to be clearly tracked, ag workers have to suit up, don gloves, and sterilize their boots and baths with large brushes. Even truck tires have to be disinfected between stops. And this work is critical to a U.S. industry that exports hundreds of millions of dollars worth of chicken and eggs. Just in 2013, about 280,000 metric tons of chicken were shipped to China alone. Jim Sumner is the president of the United States Poultry and Egg Export Council.
This is just horrendous.
He says now that several key countries have cracked down on U.S. chickens and eggs at ports, it could take years to get those markets back.
Countries are going to have to come to the realization that migratory bird patterns are going to spread certain diseases and that they can be controlled, and that just because a migratory bird or even a backyard flock test positive for something like high path avian influenza does not mean that it's in the commercial poultry industry.
Back in southeast Washington at the press event, government officials say it's important for backyard chicken and duck owners to keep their fowl separated from wild birds. So far, no commercial chicken farms have reported illness in their flocks. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King in Richland, Washington.